Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, it is Purim, even though I've just told you about Pesach, and we wanted to get a sense about how Purim is being celebrated around the world. Well, we've spoken to somebody in Tel Aviv, we've spoken to a number of people in Israel this morning, but what is happening in Indonesia? Well, Rabbi Yaakov Baruch is a rabbi at Sha'ar Shamaim Synagogue, and we wanted to chat to him. A very, very good morning to you. Chag Purim Sameach. How are you?
Shalom, shalom. Baruch Hashem. Everything is great. Purim Sameach from Indonesia too.
So tell us about the community in Indonesia.
Oh, yeah. Last night we gathering in the synagogue and we read the Megillah.
Mm-hmm.
But this year we have a special theme with the orange color.
Yes.
To honor the Beverly Bibas.
Wow.
It's not really a Purim like usually because we still feel like not really be happy with what happened with the hostess in Israel. You know?
Yes.
So,
yes.
But we try the best to memorize all the victims, you know.
Right.
But I remember them in this Purim as well,
right.
Because this Purim now is very related to us, the clan Israel, you know, especially
right.
during
of course.
This harsh situation.
Right.
Yeah.
What is the situation like for Jews in Indonesia? I don't have a sense. Is there anti-Semitism? Is there a concern there?
Baruch Hashem, we don't really have anti-Semitism attack here,
mm-hmm.
even we live in the biggest Muslim population country in the world, because I try to educate our fellow Indonesians about Judaism, you know, the existence of Jewish people, and also about October 7th. It's very important to speak up about October 7th, so they know that there is a situation that they cannot blame the Jews or put us to become their attack symbol or anything. So I try to approach all the Muslim leader here to explain to them what really happened. And also I have a plan to make the iftar or to do the open the Ramadan fasting together with the Muslim community, that we still try to find a fix that. So we will have a good relation with the Muslim community here. So we can invite them to the synagogue to talk about the Jewish anything that very have a common with the Islam, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we can open their mind about us, the Jewish people, you know.
Incredible. How many Jews live in Indonesia?
Pardon?
How many Jews are living there? Carry on.
We have about, 200, 300 people, include the expatriates. But in our island, we have about 30, 40 people that attend in our synagogue. But the other Jews, they live in the other island like Jakarta and Bali as well.
Incredible.
Yeah. So
and,
more.
Yeah. And are there a lot of people traveling through? Is the on business, tourists? How does it work there?
Yes, definitely, because we know a lot of people go to Bali for holidays, you know, and also they come to our area here in Manado for scuba diving. We have a very nice, beautiful spot in the world.
Yes.
So people come for scuba diving or to see all the interesting animal, you know, in Asia.
Yes.
And also we have a few mashgiach who came for to make the hasher for the tuna factory.
Yeah. Yes.
So
yes.
We have so many Jews here to come to visit us as well.
Absolutely amazing. And it's just so wonderful to hear from a Jew celebrating around the world. That is where we leave it. Wishing you a Chag Purim Sameach, Rabbi Yaakov Baruch. He's the rabbi at Sha'ar Shamayim Synagogue that is in Indonesia.